"Whenever you're ready, sir," he called to me. I got out, Conseil at my heels, leaving the two men in the skiff. Over an extensive area, the soil consisted of that igneous gravel called tuff, reddish in color, as if made from crushed bricks. The ground was covered with slag, lava flows, and pumice stones. Its volcanic origin was unmistakable. In certain localities, thin smoke holes gave off a sulphurous odor, showing that the inner fires still kept their wide-ranging power. Nevertheless, when I scaled a high escarpment, I could see no volcanoes within a radius of several miles. In these Antarctic districts, as is well known, Sir James Clark Ross had found craters of Mount Erebus and Mount Terror in fully active condition on the 167th meridian at latitude 77 degrees 32 minutes. The vegetation on this desolate continent struck me as quite limited. A few lichens of the species Usnea melanoxanthra sprawled over the black rocks. The whole meager flora of this region consisted of certain microscopic buds, rudimentary diatoms made up of a type of cell positioned between two quartz-rich shells, plus long purple and crimson fucus plants, buoyed by small air bladders and washed up on the coast by the surf. The beach was strewn with mollusks, small mussels, limpets, smooth heart-shaped cockles, and especially some sea butterflies with oblong, membrane-filled bodies, whose heads are formed from two rounded lobes.